A shoe shine. When was the last time you had a shoe shine at a shoe shine stand? I'm talking about an honest to goodness real shoe shine. The kind you get in a hotel or an airport or at a fancy department store. For me, it's been years since I got one. But that all changed a week ago when I was in the Denver airport. On my way to the plane's gate, I passed a shoe shine stand, which was stationed right in the middle of the concourse. With plenty of time before my plane was scheduled to start boarding passengers, I decided that I would, after years of not doing so, get my shoe shine professionally. Three things drew me to this. One, my dark black work dress shoes needed to be shined, and badly. I'm embarrassed to admit that I had not shined them for years. Two, there were two chairs in the shoe shine stand, and one was empty. And three, the shoe shiner was a woman, a cute, petite, African-American woman of, I would guess, 25 to 30 years of age. So I took my seat, positioned my shoes on the heel stands, and let Charlene go to work on my two shoes. I was surprised by several things. One, the first thing she did was untie my shoelaces. But she did more than that. She took my laces off entirely. Holy cow, I said to myself, this is serious. Second, she approached the job with enthusiasm, yet with a very serious demeanor. I could tell that she took the job seriously. Next, she wrapped my ankles with some sort of stiff paper, I'm presuming to prevent any polish getting on my socks. But that was not all. After many minutes of hard work on her part, Charlene looks up at me with her big, beautiful eyes and asks me if I mind if she uses a torch. A torch? I say to myself, what in the world would you need a torch for? I ask. She shows me the torch. She turns it on. Blue fire streams from it. It's a real torch. She says that she uses the torch to heat up the leather in my shoes so that the pores in the leather will open and therefore absorb the polish more easily. The idea of using a torch to polish my shoes throws me a little bit. But in the end, I nod my head, assenting to her request. Here's the process she followed. First of all, she cleaned my shoes, removing any dirt, dust, and old polish. She used brushes, damp cloths, specialized cleaning solutions. Second, she used the torch to gently warm the surface of the leather, opening up the pores, making them more receptive to the polish. Third, she polished. After heating the leather, she applied a polish using a brush. The heat helped the polish to penetrate deeper into the leather, resulting in a more even and long-lasting shine. And then finally, she buffed. She did this using a soft cloth or a brush sometimes to remove any excess polish and to bring out the shine. In addition to the torch, I marveled at the other tools she was using. Brushes, all kinds of different brushes, horsehair brushes, stiffer brushes. Second, polish. She had all kinds of shoe polish, wax and cream, designed to nourish the leather, add shine, and add a protective layer. She had all kinds of cloths, soft, lint-free, used for applying polish and buffing. She had all kinds of applicators, daubers, and small brushes. She had conditioners designed to moisturize and protect the leather, keeping it supple and preventing cracking. And finally, she had water and sponges, which were used sparingly, but helping apply polish and be used for cleaning. Now, I did some research on the history of shoe shining, and it turns out there's a rich history that dates back centuries. In ancient Egypt, people used a paste made from animal fats to polish their footwear. In the Middle Ages, nobility and the wealthy employed servants to polish their shoes, often using a mixture of wax and animal oils. In the Industrial Revolution, significant changes in shoe manufacturing brought about the rise in leather shoes, and this increased the demand for shoe shining services. Shoe shine stands popped up in the 19th and early 20th centuries and became a common sight in urban areas. These stands were often operated by African-American entrepreneurs and became an important hub for social interaction. The military. Shoe shining became an important, particularly prominent part of military settings where soldiers were required to maintain their footwear for practical and aesthetic reasons. And this tradition continues in many military forces around the world today. And finally, in pop culture, shoe shining has been featured in various forms, including classic films like The Godfather and songs like Shoe Shine Boy by Louis Armstrong. Historically, shoe shine stands were a common sight in many cities and towns across the United States, particularly during the mid-20th century, when polished shoes were a staple of professional attire for many individuals. Shoeshine stands were often located in train stations, airports, business districts, and other high-traffic areas where professionals would frequent. However, with the rise of more casual dress codes in the workplace, the decline of traditional industries such as manufacturing and finance, and the advent of shoe materials that require less maintenance, the demand for shoe shining services has diminished over time. Additionally, the proliferation of inexpensive disposable footwear has further reduced the need for regular shoe maintenance. While the traditional shoe shine stand may not be as prevalent as it once was, there are still pockets of demand for shoe shining services in certain urban areas and among specific customer segments. The industry has evolved and adapted to changing consumer preferences, but its presence in American culture endures, albeit in a more limited capacity. Bottom line, I'm so glad that I stopped to get my shoes shined at a shoe shine stand. It stimulated me to understand the history and tools of shoe shining, but more importantly, I can now better appreciate the craftsmanship and skill involved in this traditional service.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Like the podcast? Please help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.